Mary Sadlier believes digital has become the great equalizer for entrepreneurs. It allows scrappy founders to compete with big brands on a fraction of the budget. In this mentor moment, Mary reveals why value creation, persistence, and asking the right questions are the key to winning in business.
Managing a tech fund and having, you know, that's probably a nice, straightforward, you know, goes business.
Yeah.
Whereas then you're like, okay, I'm going to get into one of the hardest games in the world.
Hardest. Honestly, it's layered is the problem. Mm. So we'll only have just gotten the product on the shelf. And then you've got to literally run around the front of the shop and get it off the shelf.
So that's what I wanted. I wrote that down. I want to talk to you about that. So you have to get it on. So that's getting into distributors, Musgrave's Dunns, all that kind of stuff. And then getting it off. How do you do that?
That's a black art. How do you do it? So, Joe, you know, when we started first, one of the most genius things we did was shows. It's for us, it's liquid on lips. If you can get liquid on lips and get people across the line. But overall, you have to just find out who you are. You have to find a tone. And that's why I love digital. I love social media. You can make a lot of mistakes. But trying to find your tone, if you're trying to find your tone in the Irish Times or a billboard or, you know, the more traditional stuff, A, it's very expensive. So you put all your eggs in a big basket, and if it goes wrong, I'm back to thin balance sheets and that's it. You could be out of business.
Yeah.
Digital is fantastic. You can fiddle away there in the background. You can decide on how to build your pipeline. You can spend 3 years on a very low budget putting 20 million into your pipeline, building awareness, and then you can start advertising to them. It's a fabulous, it's been one of the greatest redistributors of wealth. I would say overall, any invention in the world that's come around from the fire to wheel to mortgages to the internet, it's all freeing up wealth. It's all taking out of the hands of, it's Robin Hood stuff. Mm. Taking it out of the rich, giving it to the poor. Because there's no way we'd be still in the market if it wasn't for digital. Think about it. There's only X amount of billboards. There's only X amount of paper printed. There's only X amount of magazines. And, you know, business is a dirty game. I play dirty. Everybody has to play kill or be killed. It's if you don't want to do that, don't go into business. Mm. Because, and I said that to my daughters the whole time, be kill or be killed. Don't have any other illusions. And by that, I don't mean you're going out the door with a rifle. I mean, don't be caught.
Exactly.
Don't innocently walk into something and say, whoops, but that's unfair. Arm yourself beforehand, because it's the very unfairness of it gives you the gap.
Well, we talked about this earlier. No one owes you anything.
Nothing.
You are not owed anything by anybody. It's not, it's not like going out trying to like knife people in the back. It's going out with the awareness of, I've got to earn everything here. Mm. Especially as a founder, you have to earn every single
win. And nobody's coming. Nobody's coming. Nobody is coming. The only thing
no
I have
coming
learned,
to save you. Save yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what the great thing is? If you ask the right question, you will get saved.
Mm.
But it is beholden upon you to ask the right question. People want to help you.
Yes.
They really do want to help you. If you'd have had me in here 5 years ago, I don't know if I'd have been as positive about that, in as much as I don't think I realized that when I began to get my own voice and was able to ask the question, I found the help was like, oh, okay, thanks very much. And you'll do that for me. God, that's marvelous. Thank you very much. And that to me is the greatest wisdom of all. Nobody wants to see anybody drown. Nobody. I'm telling you, not even down to the most vicious of them, but you've got to ask the right question.
What does that mean?
So you can't just go up and go, ah! Nobody can help you when you're screaming at them. So you have to go up and say, okay, I have a proposition. Here's my proposition. Do you think it'll work for you? And you've got to understand, they're not there to make your life easy. They're there to make money. Because they got to feed their kids. They got to feed their shareholders. They got to pay the bank back. We're all in the same boat. But at least if you go up and you try to work with people, you will find people will work back. They might close the door the first time. And yeah, you have to be persistent. But you watch your own behavior and how, as you go up the tree, how you start treating people as they're coming up the tree. You don't have time for tire kickers. And you know, our eldest girl learned, I have three very phenomenal girls. My eldest girl is particularly phenomenal, but our eldest girl was learning life-saving, and she was about 11 or 12 and she was in the pool in Navan, and she'd got all her badges for swimming, so she decided she was going to do life-saving. And I remember being shocked by the advice when she was on her life-saving, which was, you don't jump in to save anybody if your life is in danger. Mm. And to me, the whole essence of life saving was you save that dude's life, you don't think about your own. Oh, contraire mon ami. So if the basic tenet of life saving is you don't jump in if your life is threatened, why, when I am screaming hysterically at my bank manager, would he jump in to try and help me? I will drown him as well, yeah, or her. So why would I do that? Why would I, as the person looking, now if you come up to me and give me a reasoned proposition as to why I would tell you my life story or why I would, see me, I'm here. I will tell you because the proposition was correct, the format was correct, the offering
there's
was correct.
There's a value exchange.
Yeah,
I always say exchange. Everybody's got a boss.
Yeah.
Everybody. Mm. You know, and by that I don't mean, oh, just, you know, if you're self-employed, obviously your boss is your customer. But when you think of it in those terms, mm, going, what makes this person's life easier? Mm. How can I make this person's life easier? And what value am I bringing?
Yeah.
Like, business is just a simple exchange. Have you created value?
Yeah.
Have you created beautiful liquid? Yes. Yeah. Okay, great. I'll buy it. You know, if you're like, oh, I've created liquid, it's all right. Some value there because you're competing with everybody else.
Yeah.
I think there's a really beautiful lesson